I make long lists and sometimes I pull them off.
Okay, let me tell you what was in this. We started it off with Chastity Brown doing After You. And after that was the second Charlie part of the day doing Cheap Wine. And hope you didn't mind hearing Charlie twice. And then we had Tessa Suter doing Rega's song from Gymno PD number one. The name of the release was Shadows in Silence, the Eric Satie Project. And then the Spinatron didn't pick this up, so I have to tell you what it was. It was Optimist off of Olalda's release, Anti-Fragile. That's going to do it for me today. I'll be back next week. I've got an idea what we're doing, but I'm gonna keep you in suspense. Zombo's up next. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
In your brain, Zombo in your brain live today is the 30th, 2026. Recapping my new music finds. This is the last section of it. Okay, that was old, I know. That was the Johnson's Big Band from way back when here, but I finally got a nice, good, clean copy of that off of the internets. And I never had a physical copy. But man, Outstrength. From the, I think, the one and only Johnson's Big Band record. And they were quite the thing in the Berg. This was probably around 2000, 2004. Yeah, but 2020, once again, that weird thing where it's 20 years ago, but it just seems like, I don't know, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do some things here today, all right? We're going to hang out. We're going to warm it up a bit, chill it down, heat it up again, and then whatever. All right, RCT. And so next week starts the 7-part series, and I'll have some interesting things to say about that. I'm going to be doing the 7 deadly sins starting next week. But for this week, this is the final quarter, the last 3 months of 2025, my music finds of 2025. New from, I want to just, because very few people listen this early on. So I'm not going to waste any of my profound revelations, my wild ranting, and my hilarious musings. This is new from Mozart Estate. We used to be go-kart Mozart, and before that, there used to be denim. Before that, there used to be felt. So Lawrence and Company for their new record, Delta Echo Echo. Nice little number here. I'll see you in the generator.
Delta Echo Echo. Your beats are alpha neon candle. Delta Echo Echo. Your beat are alpha neon candle. Your beat are alpha neon candle. Your beat are alpha neon candle. Delta Echo Echo. Beat are alpha neon candle. Delta
not, that's still pretty new. It sounds old. David Lightborn, Beat You Plenty. In front of that, going out to Paul, the CBD thing. Fresh Garbage, the great tune by the band Spirit. And that is by a surf band, Alewife. And they did some really interesting covers, surf covers. I think one, I don't know if I played their version of Hocus Pocus by Focus, but that's pretty good too. And we heard Delta Echo Echo Beta Alpha Neon Kettle by Mozart Estate. And that's brand new. Oh, so recap. This is the last recap for the year 2025. I have 97 songs. I want to try and fillet it down to like 3 hours. So you'll get like 93 songs. And next week starts the Seven Deadly Sins. Each, what's the first one I'm going to be doing next week? Just to give you guys a little tails up here. Where's it at? Seven Deadly Sins. Number one is going to be Envy. So Envy. So I'll give you the Seven Deadly Sins in the order I'm going to be doing them. Envy, Gluttony, Greed, Lust, Pride, Sloth, and Wrath. And I have a very special reason why I'm doing that. That I will clue you in on later. Right now, it's just a little too early. It's only a quarter after 10, and we are just hanging out warm. Oh, man. It's warming up. This is winter. You know, I'll talk to you about this later, but we're in that section now where it's just like, oh, boy, where you just think all hope is lost. You know, you look at the 15-day forecast, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, we'll talk later. But right now, I am recapping stuff I found, and I found this is an older tune, but it's one of the few things I like by this band called Swans. Swans usually is pretty mopey, and Swans has this weird Pittsburgh connection. The female singer Jarbo, I think, used to live here or hangs out here a lot. But yeah, Can't Find My Way Home, doing the tune by Blind Faith. Really nice version of this. Swans, recapping 2025. Yeah, I know. Less yak and the more music for this little section of the show. But don't worry, I'll yell at you shortly.
Thank you.
All right, not over yet. There's this noise. All right, there you go.
Crystal stilts.
Let's shake the shackles. Nicely done. And before that, we heard Wet Leg, brand new. The song CPR. And it's one of those, like, girl groups where the lead singer sounds like, you know, they sound like the whole, like, new kind of female singers. They sound like little orphan girls, like, in the corner, like, in an orphanage, and they're just eating a bowl of gruel, and they're super timid, and it's just very strange, like, this overtly vulnerable singing, you know? Like, someone's pinching them while they're trying to sing. Or someone's got a gun to their head. Get in there and sing. And they started thinking, oh, like, it's just unsettling, but that's the trend. And it does have its moments. All right. And Entertainment Plus, the Kim Sisters with Charlie Brown. And the Kim Sisters, there should be a movie on the Kim Sisters. They were three sisters. I believe they were from Vietnam. And they were, or Korean, I think they're Korean. And and they were just these multi-talented sisters. And they did, I guess it was just one of those, like, almost like a Jackson 5 thing, where, like, the father was just kind of like, okay, you guys are going to be in show business, work. Where their mother was that way. And she said, you gals got to really make something of your lives. Don't get involved with any men. You learn how to play the saxophone. They would all play you should see, they were on the Ed Sullivan Show probably about a dozen times. And they had a Vegas show. They were like, they said they were the and it's just a great story. Before that, we started to set off with Swans, with their version of Blind Faith's Can't Find My Way Home. And boy, they sure changed the cover of that Blind Faith album pretty quick. And they made it a real dumb one after that. Like, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this. One of the strangest album covers that ever got released. It's pretty much like, I don't know how old this girl is, but she's way too young to be on this album cover topless. And she's holding a metal airplane. And I remember seeing that. I was like, someone's going to get in trouble over this. And I don't know if there's any, I'm sure there's still copies of that circulating around. And the girl on the cover is probably like 80. But then they made it like, they changed the cover to like, because Blind Faith was Steve Winwood. It was an amazing group. Steve Winwood, Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton, and Rick Gretsch. They were like, they're supposed to be the new big super group after Cream broke up. And it's kind of funny because Eric Clapton quit Cream to get away from Ginger Baker. And Ginger Baker shows up and says, well, I'm in your new band now. And Ginger Baker was so, you could not have any kind of this. You just did what Ginger Baker said. Or you got like wrapped upside the head. It is a dangerous human being. Another thing, Beware Mr. Baker is a really interesting documentary. But the sad thing is Ginger Baker was his own worst enemy, as well as making enemies almost everywhere he went. Zombo in Your Brain, recapping 2025. Today is the 30th of January. All right, one more month of this winter. And we're getting to that point of winter now where you get to almost the I give up stage. I give up. The doubled with what is going on in the world where you're almost at that I give up stage. And you just don't. You roll up your sleeves, you roll up your pant legs, you roll down your socks, and you walk into the wind. That's right. You walk into the wind, you pull on Superman's cape, and you do mess around with Jim. How's that for but let's see, there's two people that know who Jim Croce is. As Jim Croce reference. Yeah, I'm all over with those pre-2000. Actually, my God, that reference is like 60 years old. That's woo. Ay, ay, ay. Bebop. I should tell you something real quick here. All right. Would you put your 3-year-old child on the windowsill? You know, I would put your 3-year-old child on the windowsill. If you let me put your 3-year-old child on the windowsill, you just watch me. I'll put him on that windowsill. Would you put him in a car seat that's not the correct one? You wouldn't, but I would. I would really just hold on to this. Then I'll tie you in, and then we'll get this bungee cord over here. They'll be fine. You'll be fine. A little rope burn, but ain't got to kill anybody. Secure the future. Put your kid in the right car seat, because I'm sure as heck not going to do it. A message from the National Traffic Society Administration. Hey, how about this? They come Smokey Bear, and I am not. I'm sorry. He's always going to be Smokey the Bear. You know, because he's a bear. And I just not like, Smokey Bear. What is he? Oh, he's a bear. Oh, then it's Smokey the Bear. You say Bullwinkle the Moose, right? All right. In the 1950s, Smokey the Bear. I want to write the in there. Hang on a second. Smokey the Bear taught us how to build safe campfires, right? In the 70s, he reminded us to properly secure our tow chains. I don't remember in the 70s, Smokey the Bear reminded me to secure our tow chains. What are you going to secure your tow chains for? Why is this even important? For generations, he showed us how to prevent unwanted wildfires. Oh, I see, because your tow chains can drag, make sparks, start a wildfire, right? Smokey the Bear's message remains the same. Only you can prevent fires, there you go. Only you can do it. So that's why we're doomed, because you will not do an effective job. There you go. To tell you about a show on the station. Let's see here. All right. Penny Fines is an hour of Sweetie Pie music exploring the best of C86. Oh, man, I can't get enough C86. Jangle Pop and Twee. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Where did all these genres come from? You know, there used to be like rock, heavy metal. You know, then all of a sudden it's just like they make up stuff that you can't even guess what it is. When they say, oh, it's like funk rock, you know what you're getting. You're getting funk with rock, jazz fusion. You know what you're getting, jazz with fusion. But somebody comes up and says, hey, I want to play some C83 or 392. And you're like, it's just some elitist way to make you think that you're playing some different kind of music when it's just the same recycled garbage with just a different hat. That's all it is. All right, recapping 2025, and this was a surprise. This album was a huge surprise. Marty Stewart, you know, Marty Stewart, the country guy. And there's one interesting thing. I've seen Marty Stewart in concert. He opened for Dwight Yoakam one time. One thing I got to say about Marty Stewart, he has got a woman's butt. I don't know if you ever seen Marty Stewart, but he's got this very shapely buttocks, you know. I mean, you look at it, he's got that bubble butt. You know, from behind, he looks like he's got breeder hips, but hell of a guitarist, hell of a performer, but I just can't keep my eyes off his rump. He came out, believe it or not, with an instrumental surf album this last year, and it is so damn good. It is so damn good. Here we go. It's called Space Junk. Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives. Space Junk. Zombo in your brain. You can hear his butt wiggle in the background.
get stung. Buzz, buzz, back home. I'm eating burnt toast and drinking black, black coffee. Eating burnt toast and drinking black. All she left for me.
Some boogie that I know the place. It's just an old piano and a knocked out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Beat Mac. Now you remember Doc and old Beat Me Daddy Slack. It's better than chicken, fried in bacon grease. Come along with me, brother, just down the road a piece now. Thank you. there's a place you get some kicks. It's open every night from about 12 to 6. If you like a boogie woogie, you get a feel. They send the yippie at you like an old steam drill. Now come along with me, boy, before they lose their lease. It's just a little further down the road a piece.
Mandel Monroe doing the female of the species is much more dangerous than the male. And the king of barrel house piano and just great boogie. I'm not a fan of boogie woogie, but man, does this guy kill it. Carl Sonny Leyland. He had a little bit of time with Big Sandy and the Fly Ride Boys and has an amazing catalog of boogie woogie and blues. And it's interesting. He makes it interesting where it just doesn't sound, you know, all hackneyed. It's just enough just to reinvent it and keep it authentic at the same time. Oh, one of my favorite releases I got this year was the Sursix, and it's called Housecore. What these guys did is they got people's answering machine. This is when people had answering machines. And they got the answering machine tapes. This was, I think, originally done in like 2009. And that was Pork Chop Dinner. So they would get people's answering machine messages, and they would set them to music. And I love that. Pork Chop Dinner. Bye. And before that, we heard The Beat from Palookaville with a great, great tune, Burnt Toast and Black Coffee. And we started off with Marty Stewart with Space Junk from his new surf record. Oh, my. It's almost 11 o'clock. Zombo in your brain, right here on RCT. And, woo, man, this is something. This is something, isn't it? This is something. This is like the first real winter we had in a dozen years. And I don't like real winter. I liked novelty winter, where it was like cold the day, then it was 60 the next day. And it's global weirding is what I call it. Global weirding. We messed up the jet stream, and now we get these like weird polar gusts, and ain't good. Oh well, nothing. We already wrecked the joint. That's the thing. People even give up, which is sad but understandable. Not that long ago, people were very stringent about their recycling. What are you doing? No. That's the number two recycle. That goes in the number two. And then the number three goes here. The cans go here. Glass, now it's just dump it out. We give up. Just dump it out. We're done. We give up. Oops. Well, you know, it was a noble effort. And, the earth will be fine. The earth isn't going anywhere. We're in trouble. Earth is going to do just Jim Dandy without us. You know, and then the next species comes around. You know, we're just the current guy on top of the heap. Everything just always changes. Empires rise and fall. Species come and go. It makes life interesting, I guess. If it was the same, I mean, if life was the same for hundreds of years, which it probably was during the 11th century. I mean, there really wasn't a lot going on there, you know, because they had whole sections called like the Bronze Age. Man, living in the Bronze Age must have really stunk. What you got there? Oh, I got some bronze. Yeah, what are you gonna do with it? Well, it's important. That's all I know, because we're living in the Bronze Age now. I changed all my checks. Last week, we just changed over to the Bronze Age. We were in the Stone Age yesterday, but now we're in the Bronze Age. Or was it the Steel Age? I don't know. But we're pretty much like in the Plastic Age now. So, winding down, this is the last show of the recap of 2025. This is the music that I discovered and found that was given the last 3 months of 2025, and I'm recapping it for you. A thing called the Quarterly Report. This is the fourth installment. And this year was a little slim. Most of the times I would there was a couple years, man, I was playing music like 6 weeks. This is only 4 weeks. Next week, we start the seven deadly sins. And first one's going to be envy. And why the seven deadly sins? I'll tell you why. You want to know why? Because things are going to be amazing by the time we're done with the seven deadly sins. Mark my words, by the time we're going to be out of this, it's going to be like March. It's going to be like mid-March. And the weather's going to be amazing. It's going to be springtime. So we experience the seven deadly sins, and we get out of this, like, the dark ages of winter. I mean, I've never looked at the 15-day forecast and never felt hopeless. Like, not even close to freeze, not even close to above freezing. Oh, man, more minus temperatures. Oh, when is it going to end? Well, it will end. That's the other thing we will. And why are we doing the seven deadly sins? Because roughly by 7 weeks, the orange turd is going to be gone. A couple different reasons why. There's all these doctor reports saying orange turd only has about 2 months to live. You know, the diet, all the things going on. And, you know, so by the time we're done with the seven deadly sins, which orange turd encompasses all seven of these, you got to keep fighting. But I'm just saying that at least this dude's gone. And then, there's like astrologers say, watch for the date, February 17th. Astrologers say, February 17th, orange turd's going to go. All right. So, you don't believe in astrology? Well, you know, it's no different than religion. Astrology is religion without the church. Astrology is just religion, a belief system without the funny hats. And you've never seen anybody go to war over astrology. There's never been any wars over astrology. You know, you got some guys that are, I believe in, Saturn's in the third moon and Venus is in the second house. Oh, no, it's not. And these two places go to war. Never happens. I mean, you can have different beliefs in astrology and everybody just says, well, all right, you're fine with that. It's not like religion where, you know, if somebody believes in the wrong thing, their life is literally at stake. So, you know, and you got to realize a lot of people really believe astrology. Really believe astrology. Like the Reagans, when they had the White House astrologer there. So they actually had an astrologer in the White House. And when you think about it, it's no crazier than believing an invisible man in the sky. You're looking at the sky and saying, ah, let's connect these dots. Oh, that looks like an archer. And that archer is pointed towards the deer. I think something, you know, whatever you want to, however you interpret that. No, we had nothing better to do. That must have been an amazing time in human history where we just laid back and looked at the stars. And just goes, oh, yeah, I know what that is. Yeah, that's. Nobody ever went to war and died over that. Oh, that's Orion's belt. No, it's not Orion's belt. Why you? You know, they never had big astrology wars. You know, and you always had the, you know, the one thing you could believe in, though. North Star. Who's going north? North Star. I mean, that's how people navigated. Made more sense to navigate, you know, through astrology and the stars than it is to, like, you know, make sacrifices to the gods. Even though Jason and the Argonauts was an amazing film. I got to admit, Jason and the Argonauts was a dilly-mo. All right, what do we got going on here? Well, we got that happening. So there you go. Not only, it's not so much light at the end of the tunnel, it's light at the end of the tunnel that's around the corner. But, you know, mark my words, it'd be interesting to listen to this show after the seven deadly sins are over and see if I'm wrong or not. But right now, looks pretty good. The odds are in my favor. I have more chance of this happening than winning the lottery. So please keep that in mind. And a lot of people play the lottery. So more chance of that happening. Just, you know, we just muscle through day by day. And before you know it, boom. Ah, it's going to be Party City, USA, my friends. Party City. And, you know, speaking of parties, there's no better party tune and that just makes people feel good and just makes them smile. It's just some things are so fun and ridiculous. Like Focus Hocus Pocus. When Focus came out with Hocus Pocus, if you haven't heard Hocus Pocus by Focus, it is just joy. It is musical calisthenics and joy. They were on the, there's a, once again on the YouTubes, if you got 5 seconds, watch Hocus Pocus by Focus on the Midnight Special. Like 1970. Some of the, and the comments are hilarious. So, but here's a new version, a surf version by Delicious Patricia. Hocus Pocus, Zombo in Your Brain. RCT.